Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 8, Army of One. Part 2.
Hey, kiddo. How you doing today?
I'm in charge this morning.
That sounds important. What are you in charge of?
I'm the boss of the house today while Mommy's sleeping.
Oh. Mommy's asleep, huh?
It's okay, Rust. I'm back here.
Come this way. I'll take you.
Hey. Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. I just got off a crappy shift and I'm kind of zoned, that's all.
I'm taking care of her.
Doing a good job, too.
She's doing a great job, aren't you, baby? Come here, give me a hug. Why don't you go and finish cleaning up the kitchen for me? That would help a lot.
Yeah, I can do that. You rest, Mommy.
Thank you.
How's everything in the underground? Much fallout after the incident?
You bet. It's a real shit show. We've got 5 crews on cleanup, and all the while the administrators are pulling people aside for interviews and debriefs.
What have they discovered?
I don't know exactly. A few of the overseers have been kicked out, and the security footage is still in review, whatever that means.
Is any of it going to blow back on you?
I doubt it, but I've got nothing to hide anyway. I did what I had to do down there.
Mommy, where does this one go?
Up top, baby. Can you reach?
Yeah, I can do it.
What about you? Are you okay?
Me? Firing on all cylinders.
I don't know. You look kind of stiff.
Yeah, of course I'm stiff. My whole damn body is made of alloy. I'm like a human ironing board.
Something's not right.
You've been saying that ever since we crawled out of the underground. I keep telling you to stop guilt-tripping. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I'll keep this brief. I didn't mean to crash your place while you were trying to get some sleep.
You had the meeting in Highgate City, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do I even need to ask?
Everything looked good for a while there. The facility can supply the blood rot treatment, and they were considering some discounts to make it more affordable.
But...
when we got down to brass tacks, the numbers didn't work. Not even close. They seemed to think that I was playing hardball, and that my final figure was more like a starting point.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not gonna fly.
And that was the last contact you had?
Unfortunately, yeah.
So that's it? We're done? No more blood rot treatment?
Honestly, I can't find any other way to pay for it. I've knocked on every door of every legit supplier and the black market, too. But there's nothing. We've hit the wall here.
But there are still hundreds of people dying from blood rot every week.
I know that, Ximena, but what do you want me to do?
We can't be out of options.
Mommy, is everything okay?
It's fine, baby. Mommy's just tired, that's all.
I'm sorry,
Don't apologize, Rust. I shouldn't be taking it out on you. You've done an amazing job. Saved so many lives. It just sucks that it all has to end like this.
You've done an amazing job, too. And look, maybe something else will turn up. I'll keep asking around, hit up my medical contacts again. Sooner or later, we'll catch a break.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll get it.
No, it's okay, Carlita. You finish up there. I'll take care of it. Oh my god.
Hey, sis. It's good to see you too.
Here we go, boys. Finally, you two get to escape the little hidey hole and breathe some fresh air.
Hagmire, are you certain we're not going to trigger surveillance out here?
Just make sure you keep the scrambler collar around your neck. They'll protect us long enough to complete our task.
Speaking of which, how's it going with the gizmo?
The interceptor is up and running, and I'm already picking up some faint signals. It seems my modifications have been successful. We are now much better equipped to track down these lost souls of yours, Mr. Carver.
So, where are they?
Judging by the telemetry information, there's quite a bit of activity below us to the south.
Below us? Hang on. Hold the phone here, people. If you're telling me we have to head back underground, then I'm done. I swear I'll rip this collar off right now and march over to the nearest station house and lock myself in the first cell I come to. No way am I going to wade through all that filth again with those things creeping around.
Well, what were you expecting? Do you think those creatures might be wandering around in broad daylight?
Gnarly's right on this one. We only got out of the underground by the skin of our teeth. I think it would be counterproductive for us to make another descent into the bowels of Dockerton so soon.
Mr. Carver, you're the one who wanted to pursue the lost souls in the first place. If I had my way, we'd be going after Rust directly.
I'm well aware of that.
So what do you want from me?
I'm not interested in the lost souls themselves. I want more information on the other side of the equation. What's controlling them? And how?
Well, it's not going to be easy finding that out.
Can't you just follow the signal to its source?
The source, as you put it, is the grid itself. The transmissions are encrypted, so I can't determine their origin at all.
So, crack the encryption and find out.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Whoever developed this communication protocol knew what they were doing. It's genius, actually. It's low latency whilst simultaneously being almost undetectable.
Then we're dealing with professionals here.
That much is obvious.
What do you need to crack it? More hardware? More time?
I don't know if either of those will help.
So I went and stole all that shit for nothing.
I never guaranteed anything. I said I would try my best, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, your best isn't good enough, it seems.
Mr. Carver, that's not fair.
Fine. We'll do this the hard way. Fire up that worthless piece of trash and locate the nearest lost souls. We'll seize them and conduct a more thorough investigation this time.
Oh, great.
All right, let me recalibrate here and, well, that's strange.
What is it?
It looks to me like there's a cluster of them popping up not far from here, a block northeast.
Popping up? What does that mean?
These are new signals that weren't here a minute ago. Look, there's another one.
Do you have a fix on their location?
Yes, I've locked on.
I told you I'm not going back underground. Sorry, even I've got my limits.
Well, these signals aren't coming from beneath us.
What?
The lost souls, they're not underground. They're here, dead ahead of us.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Come in. This is... Where did you come from?
Oh, I was in town, so I thought I'd drop by.
Oh, just drop by, huh? Just like that?
Humana, is everything okay?
Rust, you won't believe this. This is her.
Mommy, why are you crying?
Oh, baby, come here. I want you to meet someone. This is your Aunt Zoe.
The one you always talk about?
Yeah, that one.
Wait a second. Zoe? The Zoe?
Before we go any further, I don't go by the name Zoe anymore.
You don't?
No, it's a long story, but I kinda left that life behind. These days, I'm Emily.
Oh, okay.
I know it seems weird, but would you mind calling me that instead?
Well, it might take some getting used to, but... Sure.
You changed your name. What's the deal with that?
Who are you, exactly?
I'm Rust.
Ximena, are you and this guy...
Are we what?
You know, are the two of you...
God, no. Hell no. Rust, he's family. Look, that's going to take some explaining. But right now, I want to know about you. Here, sit down. Tell me everything. Where have you been?
That's a good question. I've been lots of places. The Deadlands, mostly.
The Deadlands? What have you been doing out there?
Just keeping a low profile. Picked up some work at one of the outposts and settled into a routine, I guess.
Why didn't you get in touch with me all this time?
There were issues. Remember? I probably shouldn't say too much.
Oh, don't worry about Rust. He's not going to tell anyone.
I like your hair. Can I touch it?
Oh, sure.
Careful, Carlita. Gentle.
You called her Carlita?
Yeah. It was the name you came up with, remember?
Of course I remember.
You're really pretty.
So are you, Pumpkin. Runs in the family.
Why'd you come back? Why now?
Rust, lay off, okay?
No, it's all right. I disappeared out of your life and never bothered to check in on you once. And now, all of a sudden, I'm back here again. I have to earn back your trust. I understand that.
You already have my trust.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
Rust!
A friend of mine has a problem, okay? He's sick, and there's no one in the Deadlands who can help. He needed to check into a bioclinic here in the Strata, but couldn't make it on his own. So, I decided to bring him myself.
Are you safe? I mean, you left all those years ago because you thought your life was in danger.
That's the funny part, I guess. I thought I'd be taking my life in my hands by coming here, but as it turns out, I don't need to worry. The gang lord who put the bounty on me, he went by the name of Brennan.
Brennan's dead. Got pulverized a few months ago in an ambush. Assassinated by a rival gang, I heard.
Yeah. After I checked my friend into the bioclinic, I did some digging around. That's when I found out that Brennan got nailed. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
So, you have nothing to worry about after all?
Seems that way.
But you didn't know that before you made the journey here. You thought Brennan was still alive.
Yeah.
Must have taken a lot of courage to go through with it.
I didn't have a choice. My friend needed me, so I did what I had to do.
You must really love your friend.
He's a good guy.
Is he going to be okay?
Well, I don't know for sure yet.
Damn, I have to take this. Hey, be back in a second.
Yeah, sure. Hey, so tell me about the Deadlands. What's it like there?
Sienna, how's it going?
Rust, I think I'm onto something here. This could be the big one.
Onto something? What like?
A score! Hang on, I'm gonna shoot through the details right now.
Can this wait? See, I've got some things going on here.
No, it can't wait. Just one second, you'll see what I mean.
What's this about a score? What have you gotten yourself into?
Okay, I'm sending through the data now.
What am I looking at here?
These may look like regular holochips, but they're not.
Is this about fixing up my seizures? These chips aren't compatible with any of the systems inside this rig of mine, see, if that's what you were hoping.
Don't you think I know that? I've poked around inside your guts more than anyone.
So why are you showing me this?
This isn't about repairs. It's about creds. Lots of creds!
Hate to break it to you, but you can buy holochips with any vendor in the Strata. Not exactly a high-ticket item.
Did you hear what I said? These aren't regular holochips.
What's so special about them?
Well, I haven't figured that out yet. Something to do with the way the processing modules are stacked, maybe? Anyway, that's not the point. I don't really care about the specs. It's the market value that's the interesting part.
There's a demand for these things?
I've been running the numbers on component sales dating back a few weeks, and I'm seeing a definite upward trend around these chips. If it continues the way I think it will, The demand is gonna skyrocket, and so is the price.
Well, that's good, C. Hope you land a few creds out of it.
Russ! Wake up! This is it. We can make a killing here, and if my projections are correct, it might even be enough to cover the repairs to fix up your rig. You could be healthy again, pal.
So that's what this is about. See, I told you to forget about that.
Forget about you dying. Not gonna happen, pal.
Like I've said before, if this is my time to go, then that's just how it is.
Screw this Zen bullshit of yours, Rust. I need your help here. We have to hit up as many suppliers as we can fast, so get off your ass and do something.
Do something? Okay, let's take a look at your master plan here. Yeah, I thought so. Look at this. These suppliers you've listed are shady as hell.
They're the ones stocking the holochips.
Scumbags. Every last one of them. I mean, you've even got Blackburn on here for shit's sake.
Oh, like you've never dealt with a shady supplier before.
When I say shady, I mean ones who have a history of coming unhinged. They're dangerous, unreliable. Not the kind of people I like to deal with.
Come on, Rust. These creds could get you an appointment with a tech specialist in Highgate City. Don't you see that?
Just let it go, C. I can't help. Especially not now.
Why not?
Jimena's sister just turned up on the doorstep here.
The dead sister?
Yeah. Well, she's not dead, apparently.
Where's she been?
They're talking about that now. I should really be in there with them.
So that's it, then. You're just gonna turn me down.
If you want to take this on as a business opportunity for yourself, then go for it. But please, don't do it for me.
What did Jimena say when you told her about the seizures? Isn't she concerned?
I haven't told her.
God damn it, Rust! That's it. Put her on the phone.
Not a chance.
Then I'll call her myself.
Don't you dare! Not today.
Why not?
This is the happiest day she's had in years. Let her enjoy it.
She has to hear this.
She will. Just not now.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave it for now. But you better tell her first thing tomorrow. Everything. The seizures, the prognosis.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Sure.
Good. And if you don't, I sure as hell will.
Well, this seems to be the place. The cluster is inside the building across the street.
You know what that place is, don't you?
Yes, I can read the big sign on the front, thank you.
It's a morgue.
I said I know that.
Oh, you take us to all the nicest places, Agmire. I mean, I once had a partner who tried to double-cross me and send me to this place with a bullet in my back, but no one's ever just led me up to the front door.
Are you sure about this, Agmire?
See for yourself. The signals are coming through loud and clear. They're concentrated in the northern end of the building.
Well, when you think about it, this is the perfect place for these ghouls to hang out.
Yes, I don't imagine they'd like spending their time in clubs or fancy restaurants.
What do you think they're up to in there?
There's only one way to find out. Follow me. Which way?
Here, through these doors.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
Yeah. Just stand still for a second, okay? Nighty-night.
That was efficient.
Move it along, Hagmire. We don't want to attract any more attention than necessary.
All right, it's just through this door. It's locked.
Get it open.
Stand back, fellas.
Wait, we don't want to trigger any alarms if we can help it.
I'm on it. One second.
Come on, Ags, let's go!
Got it.
Well, that's a lot of metal tables.
And a lot of dead people lying on top of them.
This is the processing area for newly arrived corpses.
Beautiful. Can we hurry up and get out of here?
Hagmire, can you locate the signals?
They're coming from right here in front of us.
So the lost souls we've been tracking are already dead. I'm not sure that's of any use to us. I was hoping to find living specimens to study.
Please don't tell me we came here for nothing!
Maybe we could examine these bodies. We might be able to learn something new.
Careful! There's a fella down there at the other end of the room. Looks like another worker. Wouldn't want him to raise the alarm.
Look, he's doing something to that body.
Some kind of medical procedure?
Oh, like when they figure out how a geezer ended up dead.
This doesn't look like an autopsy to me. Not with that equipment he's using.
Stay back. Stay out of sight.
He's moving to the next one.
See that? He's making an incision in the neck.
Yes, and look what he's putting inside.
It's the same hardware I extracted from that clump of brain tissue down in the underground.
How can you tell?
That design is unique. I'd recognize it anywhere.
So, why is he putting it into the dead ones? Shouldn't he be taking it out or something?
That's a very good question.
Should we take him?
No, let's play it cool.
But it looks like he's packing up. It's now or never.
I think it would be a good idea to question him, Mr. Carver.
Yes, so do I, but not here. Think our new friend deserves a private audience.
Oh, very intimate.
So we follow him, and then what?
When he gets to wherever he's going next, we'll be there. And I think that might be a perfect opportunity for us to make an introduction. Don't you?
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. There you'll also find character concept art, behind-the-scenes discussions, and much more, including the complete subscription-only series The Strata, Luna. And don't forget, Patreon provides its own RSS feed link, which means you can keep listening on your favourite podcast app. I hope you have the chance to check it out. Season 8, Army of One. Starring Jason Churoy, Rhiannon Marshall, Eliza Marteja, Sam Slade, Michelle Mosley, David Cook, Luke Wheeler, Wyatt Henry, Zachary Silva, Areem Jew, Ross Camsell, Sean Siegler, Jerry Harris, Paul Moran, Kimberly Cochran, Jenna Rose, Liz Morey, Christoph Lander, Ian DePriest, Kieran Davey, Nicholas Yuen, Patrick Hurt, and Scott Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.